married. They got married based upon the custom, which was in that place. Okay.
Shin Samarach Tes Se'if Yud Aleph.
Law, which is that the apparently in those days the blood relatives got it, not the husband. The Mesa Loyosha Ba'aloch Adam was there. No, we don't follow. We don't say that. The Lekha was there Mishum Tina Demachusa. Here comes the punchline. The imkain bitalto kol dina Yisrael. If you're going to follow the alternative position, so all the laws of Israel are bottled. What's the source for this? So, this is aside. Beis Yosef, Simin, Chavov, Mechudash Dayin. B'shem Tshuvas Rashba, Chelik Vav, Simen Reish Nundalit, and it's also found in the Darkei Moshe, in Simen Chavav as well. So the Rambam is clearly sourcing what he said, and today I'd like to discuss what the source is. But before we get there, we'll look on the Sma. This one source right over here, the Sma. V'im Toma, of Sivkot Nchav. Hakosim Moram, Bago, the Maramah himself, and this is quotation. Made a will. And he comes now to Bezdin. Lo Arminan, the Arusha ain't lo hefsek. End quote from the Rivash. The Shabbatu Mefurish, the Irish Yotze Haba Lirish B'Mokom Achash Adonai B'Medina Yisrael. Vafiluhochi Posak. So Hastira Galuya, the Ramah in Shin Samartes, and the Ramah in Simon Resh Memches, the Tartanus Hasre. Here he says in Shin Samartes, you follow Dine Yisrael. There he says, you follow Dine Agoyim. V'yeshlom. Tishani Hasam. Kevon. Shamit Saver Meis Ba'oso Mokom. Shedon Bedine Goyim, Vyosa Tavo Stam, the Akra of the Ploni, Arminon, the Vadai Data Oisa Kemosha Murgo Befiabrius, the Beforsh and Vakra of the Ploni, Kipshuto, Vafilim Arish and Roy Lirash, Umishamachi Posak Shedon Bedine Goyim. David, you take one of these? YouTube. If you want to look at the Shulchan Aruch, I bought an extra. This Shulchan Aruch over there. Shin Samach Tes. Ramos Sifirah. I mean the Smas of Kodachon. Mashen Ken Kan. Bano Se Yisho. De Bishoa Shenosu Ze Ezu. Lo Hoy So Shase Yerusha. Lo Hoy Oz Shum Gilu Das. Shenisoa Adata De Minhoga. Va Baal Omer Data Vlefanen Ovi Omer. So why is that the laws? These saw that Shem Tomas Lo Yerushana. The Bezevadai Lo Akre Din Torah. Okay. So the Sma is making a fundamental distinction between a case where the person wrote a will. That's the Ramor Resh Memches. So when he wrote a will, he had in mind the custom that was followed in that place where he wrote the will. And it's binding. Here, he married a woman. I sure hope that was under the chuppah. He's not thinking about the Yerusha. I don't know, maybe there's some people who marry for money. Under the chuppah, they think about money, they think about the Yerusha. But we have to hope that we're not going to be chushit a yid to think that way. So therefore, we'll work with an assumption. At the time that he was marrying her, he wasn't thinking about a Yerusha. And therefore, we follow the din of Yisrael. As opposed to a man who writes a will. But he writes a will, he's still thinking about Yerusha. So therefore, we follow the minig in that place, even though it's not in accordance with Dini HaTov. Ad Kan, the Ramah, Shin Samach Tes Sifyut Aleph, the Sma Sifkot Nchav points out there's a steer between the Ramah, Shin Samach Tes, and the Resh Memches. The Sma answers that in Shin Samach Tes, referring to an individual who got married. At the moment he's getting married, he's not thinking about Yerusha, and therefore we follow Dina Yisrael. In Resh Memches, the guy made a tzavah. So he's thinking about Yerusha then, So then in that place they followed the Nigoyim. So we followed the Nigoyim as well. Adkan, the Ramah, with the Sma. So far so good. For this reason I was opposed to a position taken by a particular Dayan who's saying, you know, in the modern Orthodox world the people often go to secular court for better or worse, that he was thinking that maybe even if the Bez and Shal Yisrael, if it comes before a Bez and Shal Yisrael, they should paskin and distributing marital assets based upon state law, such as equitable distribution, on the grounds that, you know, this is what they had in mind. And I forcefully objected based upon this Sma. The Sma says that when they are getting married, they're not thinking about how they're going to divide their assets upon a divorce. No one is thinking about how they're going to, he's going to yarshin her or not if she dies. We are still romantic enough to assume that that's not what's on their minds when they stand on the hook. I know today's a difficult world, but I think that's still hopefully true, at least in the circles that we inhabit. Adkan. So this is the introduction to the Chabur. The main thrust of the Chabur, though, is to analyze the texts that are both quoted as sources for the Ramah. They are, to repeat, Beis Yosef Simen Chavav Mechudesh Dayin, B'Shem Shuvah Zerashba Chelek Vav Simen Reish Nandalat. We shall see that the two, although they sound to be identical, really are not identical. And that's a fascinating point. So we have here, we'll start the Beis Yosef. Chasav HaRashba, Chelek Vav, Simen Reish Nadalit. Shenishal al Echad Shemesa Bito, V'toves Chasano Ba'arkos HaGoyim, Sheyaz Yolo Kol HaVedunya, Nebuch, a person lost the daughter. He comes to the son-in-law, and he says, give me back all the Nadan. B'tana, She'af al Pisha B'din Yisrael HaBayorosh Yisishto, Kevon shakol yodim shem holchim b'dinei agoyim, harei kol anose isha shom, ki ilu histokem, ukevo she'omru ha'ksu v'samach zayin, gam leida arviya, isha gova purna mehen, fisha samech asaleh. That was the show. You have a klal, ha'ksu v'you cannot collect from the tatlin, only from karka. However, in Arabia, they collected from camels, because the karka is worthless, there's sand dunes. So you see that the minhag is koveya. It's a gemara. Here too. Veheshiv. Kol dovah shemamamam tano kayim. Uve'emes amru in Yerushalmi shemasin b'chinyin zeh. So he sounds off. He's giving him a finger. Avolina kein b'pnei shu mishpat ha-goyim. What does that mean? We should follow the minhag of the goyim as such? Then it's nearly the osur. It's copying the goyim. V'zeh she'is hira ha-Torah l'fnei av lo l'fnei goyim. I always thought l'fnei av lo l'fnei goyim meant you can't go to a secular court. He said no. It means you can't follow secular law. I mean, he's not denying first, but he's introducing a second strand as well. V'af al pi she'shneim rotzim v'kach. When we learn Siman Aleph, which we do every few years, we always focus on this very important din which is quoted in the Ramah. Even if the both parties are willing to go to secular court, it's still a violation. Because of Yaak Hashem Alina. Fine. V'hu davar shebemamon, and therefore you should say they both want. No. Shlo v'nicha Torah sa'am shul l'nachlalo al retzonam sheyeyaku chukos ha'goyim v'dineim. Again, in the case of the Gemara and the Rambam, and then even the Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Vav, they go into a secular court. The Rashboya is here, V'dinehem, even their laws. V'lo, and here's amazing Rashboya, what's worse, going to a secular court or applying secular law? The Rashboya seems to be saying that applying secular law is worse than going to secular court. Look what he writes. V'lo, afilu lava lefneim ledin, even that's not allowed. It's even not allowed to go to a secular court. Now, of course, it's referring to a case where the secular law applies Jewish law, which is doesn't exist. But at least in principle, he's saying it's worse to apply secular law than have Jewish law applied by a secular court. That's a pretty strong statement. Maybe Ryan is that Megama de Arvia Toa. That's ridiculous. There's no comparison. The Ksuvim in that day, I believe, was metallic. The Mine. I feel the Meglima da Katsve. El Shashamar Abon and Shay Smicha Si Shalem, and the Gaviasa is not Maruba. And then anything which is movable can disappear. Only the Oretz Lalam Abon, so you can get only collect from real estate. Uba Ravia, Shakol is a scam big malin. They only deal with the cows because the land is worthless. It's before oil. Smichasa aleihem, right? So she's only thinking about camels. She's not thinking about sand dunes. Avolilva bizel leilah b'dachi agoyim v'shpateim chas v'shalom lam kodesh shlina kocha. The koshkein im ati osifu lachto lako nachla. Someone's going to uproot the laws of nachla v'yusha. Hasomech al mishenes kana rotu tazev osayla mapil chomos atora va'oke shorah shonef atora miot. He's a Russian, he gives the money back. Why are we sitting here in Kerala learning Koshin Mishpat? Yilamdu es pneiem dine agoyim. Go to law school. V'yivnu lehem bomos tuluos b'beis midrasei agoyim. Cholila lo tekos os b'Yisrael. Chas v'sholom shevetach korat Torah sak aleim. End quote. And that's it. That's as far as we go. Ad kan l'shono. Wow. This is powerful stuff. And the Ramah is quoting from the Beis Yosef, who's quoting from the Rashba. To understand it very well, the Sma is a gewaldig kasha. The Sma's kasha is gewaldig. How can you allow it in the case of Simon Reish Mem Ches? His teretz is not even so great. What's the Sma's teretz? The Sma's teretz is that yes, over here, when they got married, they weren't thinking about the laws of inheritance. We were hopefully not. So therefore we follow the laws of the Torah. But over there, we made a tzavah, and the place where he made a tzavah, the custom was to understand a certain way, Achor Laploni, not going into the details right now. So we say, Vadai dat ohoysa kemo shemrugu b'fri abriyus, the b'forshim v'achor Laploni kipshuto. And therefore, he meant a certain thing. So what the Sma presumably is saying is not the pshat. We follow Goya Shalor. We're simply trying to psychoanalyze what the person meant, what he has in mind. The average person has in mind what he knows. He's not such a big lamdan. He knows this is the custom to have in another place. Even if the custom was Yisr, that's the implication. It was not, they had no right to do what they were doing, and therefore no one should follow the law as such. We're not discussing law now.
Couldn't master the
fish. What?
That was
Acharecha,
no?
Right.
Couldn't master whatever he wanted.
It could be. Okay, good.
So it's only
shall be tonight.
Replace the
Lord. Okay, we're trying to understand what he meant. Mm-hmm. So good. Fine. Adka. So it comes to this, you get an impression that this fellow, made, let's say, made it tonight, or we're understanding what he meant, or he said explicitly what he meant. That seems to be non-objectionable, and the Bez would even paskin based on what he's. But over here, no one said anything. The guy got married. The only thing he says, "Harat deliciously." That's all he said. Didn't discuss anything about Yerusha. So we have no right to start following the laws of Yerusha as they are found in the secular law, because that would be a total disaster. Fine. Are you aware of the fact that when it comes to Yerusha, we generally assume that Tanai is ineffective, generally as far as Yerusha, the sole exception being a case of Yerusha Zabal. We're not only Hilchas Yerusha this year, but what we did, or when we will, that's what emerges, that you cannot make a Tanai on Yerusha blood relatives. Tanai doesn't work. Even though normally we say, Master Mashikosa Vatorah, is Bedavah Shevavamah Tanai Okaya. Yerusha is an exception to that rule, Rama writes Chukas Mishpat. I'm not going to go into all the details right now. It's the Rabchina Bisavet to some extent. But Mishnah Sabbath and before Shem Gemara in Ksubas Pegimel, we spoke about that in the previous Chabura, that there a Tanai might work given the proper conditions. Okay, fine. Good. So now the question becomes, how far do we go when we say that a person can, as Rabbi Black said correctly, make it tonight? And when can you not make it tonight? This fellow made it tonight, and he wasn't, I mean, he didn't really say anything, this guy. He just made it, he made a tzavo. And the tzavo said, acharecha. And he assumed it means a certain thing. So either it's an explicit tanai, or we interpret what he said to him. Are there any limitations against making a tanai that we should follow dine hagoy? So if you read the Ramah, you get an impression that there are limitations. You're not permitted to follow the law of the goyim. And follow the laws of the goyim is a bad thing, and the Beis Yosef says it's a terrible thing when he quotes the Rashba. Can't do it. Impossible. No way. The Ramah and Siman Reish and Ches, I guess it's an exception. You'll say he's not following the law per se. He's following a custom which became ingrained, even though it's based upon the law. But to make it depend upon the law explicitly might be a violation. That's one way to read all the evidence you've seen until now. My main point for today's Chabura is to show that the Ramah, and this is now I was relying on the Ramah, are all relying on the Beis Yosef citation of the Shuvos HaRashba, which, if you look at the relative length of the Rashba, which is this many lines, and the relative length of the full Shuvos HaRashba, which is much longer, you see it's not a full citation. Now we're going to just read the full citation of the Rashba and see what's here and what's missing. Ashayla tells you the place. That's not relevant. Reuven gives names. Everybody starts to cut the names out. It's not the names as such, which are relevant, but it makes it easier to follow the names. Reuven shehisi esbito leya l'shimon. V'hichtes lo'ima sach mama v'nedunya. And now comes a new thing.
Where is this?
This is the Shuter Rashba.
Oh, right. Sheila ma'isa hoya b'pepinyan.
That's right. That's right. Here comes a new piece of information, which is not found in the Beis Yosef. V'yolda lo bas. The daughter who died had a daughter. Note that's missing. Everyone see that? The child is even the children. The child is cut in half. On top line it says, that's the end of the story. There are only three people involved. A father, a daughter, and her husband. Sachakol. Now all of a sudden there's a fourth person involved. Who is called the granddaughter, or the daughter of those two people, the father survived, the mother died. V'hakach meisaleya. Okay, now that part of the story was recorded by the Beis Yosef. Okay. V'hazman nebuch meisagam ken abas sheolalo. I guess the female health was poor in those days. So the daughter died, the granddaughter died, and who's still standing? The grandfather, and we'll call the father / husband, right? Notice it's a different case. V'achshav omad Reuven v'tova b'dinei agoyim sheyavzelo also maman anadunya sheichlislo im le'abito. Okay, that part we saw in the top line of the previous citation. V'achal pi shabal yorosh esishto, which we saw earlier, but now a new fact. V'av es bito, which of course wasn't quoted earlier because the whole half the story was left out. B'dinei Yisrael, toin the Omer shein lachash liushas abal. Why? Kevin shakol yodim shem holchin b'dinei hagoyim. For a kol anose isha isham kilo hisnaken. And says in Ksuba Sama Zayin, kama di Arya. Isha gova purna mehen. Fisha asmachten aleyem. Apesh in Ksuba Nikos Demena Metaltlin, generally speaking. And he adds, "V'yod samchu agonim betiknu She called Balechov government metalfin the asmin. Nowadays, that's true. It's passing that way. Because now, every day, in the old days, there were places where the Jews couldn't own land. They couldn't own land. They were prohibited from owning any property. You know that. In many parts of Europe, they couldn't own real property. Huh?
All
of Europe. Okay, remember. Black is the biggest historian to me. But then, certainly, at least in part of Europe, they couldn't own real property. So, we suck on price. It's like the Arab desert. It's not shy. Okay. Now comes something which was obviously missing in the first citation. Oh, that's a real problem. The granddaughter had property, and now the father says, listen, this is mine. Right? Because I yarshed for my late daughter. You're only a grandfather. Toein shamelech chokak minimusov. Shekol sheyomusav lad. Toch zman yodua. Shehema sheyesh lo mitzad ha'em liyor sheha'em. Dina de Malchusa Dina. Whoa. A whole new time. Not saying that when they got married they had this scenario in mind. Here he's invoking straightforward Dina de Malchusa Dina. Because the law of the land was that whatever money came in from the side of the mother will go back to the heirs of the mother, which is the grandfather in this case. So there are two separate points in the original Rashba. Only half in the Beis Yosef. That's going to be critical to discern now all the rhetoric that the Beis Yosef quoted from the Rashba to what was it addressed. Was it addressed to Shaila number one or to Shaila number two? Now let's go take a look. And as I'm reading, those who are quick can compare the bottom half of this page to the top. Once we turn the page, it's going to be harder. I'll have an extra copy if you want to have compare. Feel free to take out a few. Still a few left. Tshuva. Compared to the time. Kol dover shebemomo tano kain. Uve emes amru shemastin b'chinyin zeh. Uchamina b'yushalmi. Ha'idakasvin ein misas b'lobonim tada l'mora l'veinasha tanai momen kain. It works. U'mosifani hazeh. Watch this now. Shebechol mochlam shenogu l'hasos v'lasos kazeh tanai. Afilu anosim shom stam golem mehem. It makes the Labonim. Shekol ano se stam al das anoeg shom bi Yisrael no se. V'lesh le kurub perek amakam adrishas hedjur. What's going on? Not only he said on top that the tonight could work. He says much more on the bottom. What is he saying? That if the custom was to do it that way, even though they did not specify, doesn't matter, he followed it anyway. Makom, Lina Cain, Mipnei Shu Mishpat Goyim. They may do it for any other reason. It is Mishpat Goyim. It's not Mishpat Goyim, but that was not their intention. But their intention is to follow the Mishpat Goyim. Bemes Tirdisha Aser, you may not do so. So far, he hasn't discussed what the Bezin should do if they did so. He may not do so. Fishu Bechakas Goyim, Vizel Shizir Torah Mifnei Blavnei Goyim. So we need to We are the rabbis over here. How do you allow this to be continued? He still hasn't said what Bezin should do. Now they do it. The Chatchila. But they did it. That's their custom. What should Bezin do? Look at the next line. Uma momon yishane lirish shalo kitora sein. My read of that line, which is arguable, it's debatable, is that the Rashboy is saying that although they had no right to do it, if they did it, the fellow gets the money. And Bezin will have to give him the money, even though he's in violation of this terrible sin.
How are we translating that phrase?
Umamomon yishane. What is he going to gain from the money which he's going to receive? Liva shaloka tarasei. He's going to get the money, but he's an evil person.
Maybe he means that it's gzela.
Rabbi Blatt thinks the other way. I understand the two ways to read it, but otherwise he's not going to get the money. It's also to have this custom in the first place. You can't understand the rabbis in that town how they allow people to follow this custom. And then how do you read the next six words? It's debatable. Umamomo yishana lira shaloka tarasei, which means I'm going to read it.
He'll spell it on the doctors.
Yeah, that means that Hashem will take the money away from him. He's going to be punished. But I realize you can read it the other way too late. You don't have to read it. That means he's not going to get the money.
That's what it means.
Okay.
Because he tries to get it, what's going to
I'm just giving you two readings. Fine.
Promise that if they were Noe Cain B'Yeved,
yeah,
then it shouldn't be Shaloka Tarasenu because there's a Stam Tanai.
No.
Are you reading that there's no given to him?
That's one way to read it, because he never said fakaret. Never did. So far, never did. Read the words. How do you allow this?
We can't allow it to happen.
What can you not allow it to happen? That they're following this custom.
No. You're going to go give it to them. You can't give it to them.
Okay. I'm just giving you the two readings. Rabbi Blach is very strong in one reading. I'm not saying it's wrong, Chalila. I'm giving an alternate reading. Fine, right. But maybe Raya Bazam, Migam and Darby and Toa. The Ksuvim and Adinay, Ligus from Tal, and the Minaf, and the Ligus from Kasu. Shasham Rabbah, and the Minaf, 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 וכן הגון, אם זה אשר תקלו, לגבוס אך שממטל לדיעס למי שרוח חכמי ישראל שכן יוכל לנסוע לפתוח דלס מלוב וחכמי ישראל שרבים שישראל חייב לשמור להם. פיין. הוא גדול למזו אמרו שבאז מס נעק לדברי תור וסנוח למה שאמרו תור שירוך רוב הכל כאילו נגד המילס. פיין. אבל ללמוד מזה, לילך בדרכי הגויים משפטיהם, חס ושולם לעם קודוש לנהוג כך. Still hasn't said in my opinion what it would be if came to Bezda. Okay, I can see there are two ways to read it, but fine. At kind of also,
why wouldn't Bezdin's psak be a violation of Lelech Bedarke and Gaia
Mishpah? Bezdin, what's the Bezdin to do? These two guys made a mistake.
Because then, terrible thing. Then it didn't even look like Bezdin's endorsing.
Not endorsing. That's what he's screaming at what's going on in that town, because it's going on in the town. And the Bezdin did presumably are doing that. That's how I read it.
Right, but let's say that. The minute came about because the minhag guy.
Correct.
So now if Bezdin were to reinforce that minhag, right, then Bezdin's guilty for endorsing Chukos Agai.
Bezdin thinks Chukos Agai are terrible, but these two guys went ahead and did it, and therefore it's arguable that we should. Okay, I don't want to belabor the point. I can see two ways.
But you have to read be consistent.
Yeah.
Then you have to read the Rashi saying that your masna to go to the Arkei Shalakum. It's also
Chasid Shal.
It's the same thing. Was he saying this is exactly Arkei Shalakum? I think it's a double portion. That there's an into the Yakish Shem of it's a lili. I can be Yakish Shem of this halili by going to them and what are they doing? And it's trying to slow. But the real being Yakov is a lili is to write the Chukei Umas Olam into the Chayisra.
Black has a good point. If my read is correct. And therefore, when it says over here, my mom and his hana, the Mishalok Tarasenu, means what I thought it meant, that the money, in fact, the Bezdin, the Baal Korchim, will have to accede to the wishes of these two Avaryonim who decided to follow the Chukas HaGoyim. So my Blaich asks, why should we accede to the wishes of two evil people who decide to go to Jagoyish court? Same thing. And there, I'm the first to admit that if they went to a Goyish court, that the psak is invalid. Now, does anyone disagree? When we learned Simcha Vav, there could be some who disagree. I'm not claiming that the Rashba disagrees, so it's a good kasha, but one could distinguish between the two cases. One could also argue the Rashba disagrees, but I don't want to go that far. Is it Psara, Bengu, Yerucham, or somebody, I forgot who they say claim disagrees, and that's, but that's not the topic for now. I hear Rabbi Black's question is a good question. Not that it's possibly answerable, in the sense that if they both agreed to go to a Jewish Bezdin, just with their understanding, want to follow the Goyish law, so the Jewish Bezdin's quote unquote, the hands are tied. But if they go to a Goyish Bezdin, so the Jewish court says, get out of the Goyish Bezdin, come to us, and we'll pass them, of course, to do a Jewish law. Okay, right. Now, this is all part one, Rabosai, part one. The Kol Shekein, Im Ata Yosifu Lachto, Lako Nachlas Ha'ov Al Habonim. That was conspicuously absent from the citation of Beis Yosef. Because the Beis Yosef, in his desire for brevity, left out the entire discussion of the Yerusha of the granddaughter. So if you look on top, in the citation, it says about the 10th line, the Kol Shekein, end of the line, Im Ata Yosifu Lachto Lakor Nachla, not Nachla, should be Nachla Sa'ov Al Habonim. The distinction is clear. Nachla Sa'ov Al Habonim, no T'nai is going to work. No T'nai works by Nachla Sa'ov Al Habonim. When it comes to Yerusha Zabal, a T'nai does work. So it's very important to understand that all the barbs that the Rashba is going to throw from here on in are talking about a different case. A case of Nachas Aval Abonin. You'll see how the things are going to change around. V'somech al mishenes kon ha'arotz hazeh v'oseh eileh mapil chomos ha'torah v'okir sharash v'anaf v'atorah miyodo tevakesh umar behonu bazeh v'pol kap of nokesh v'omer anisha kol ha'somech v'zeh lomad shemutim v'shutinim v'chus adina toa v'gazanu u'gzeh yoshev. Note, here he calls him a gazla. The first half he never called him a gazla. Look again. The gazla comes up here. Here we're discussing a case of a situation where a tanai is ineffective. That's why he's a gazla. In the first half, again, this is buttressing my read, he never called him a gazla. I'm very open to other reads. I'm just giving you my inference. V'chasle dafilu gzele yoshiv rosha mikri. This is the perikakonis. V'yimnoma kein. Now here's again an amazing citation that the Beis Yosef cut out here. But le Yerushas benoa b'chor d'chol ha'nachlos v'tiresh ha'basim abonim. We know very well that problem that goes on in today's world in Eretz Yisrael, even in the Rabbanut, where the problem is that the women want to get the Yerusha and they're powerless to stop it because of the state, etc., etc. That's because this no condition works. If a condition could work, then a person could make a condition, I want my children to inherit equally. That condition will not work, because you cannot make a condition when it comes to the Yerusha of blood relatives. U'vichlal oke kol dinei HaTorah Shlema U'malonu l'sifrei HaKodesh HaMekudoshim Shechivu l'Ravi Rebbe Rach Ravin Ramashi Yilandos b'neim b'dinei agoyim v'yidnu l'anbomas t'luos b'beis medrosi agoyim chalila lo tikadosh b'Yisrael chas v'sholem shemetach Torah aleho sak. All this is going on the case which the Beis Yosef never even quoted. U'mamashikos v'dinei v'achulus adina yagati harbe she'omarti efshe d'shvu olamakein shamelech rotza shiyadiyunu v'yadzo chachme agoyim. He goes to a few examples, which I'm going to skip for the lack of time. All talks about dina debachus, when you do apply it and when you do not apply it. But I'd like to go to the very end of this tshuva. Tshuva is fascinating, but not for now. I just want to read the last few lines. The Ika the Army. The last three lines. Mishum dina de machus adina kloma. Afal pi shemitzad dina hamelech eno moil. For all the reasons he said in the last 10 lines, it doesn't work. All kinds of conditions has to be left. Hanos hamelech, takonos hamedines, whatever it may be. Kevon shebematona ebo toeles lamelech. So the difference wouldn't work. Look what he adds. Kevon shezem midato osa. Right? He did it on his own. Matanoso Barakos. Hare kibel olov leilech bozeh bedine hamalchus. Sheomar. Shekol shtar sheyale barakos. Sheyoel v'yikne. Uvidavar shebemamon. Yokol v'shabein atzmo. V'lite mishalo. Shalo minadin. Kemo shekosov. Master Shamachin Elias Kishol. Uchinen orif. The mishtabe. Avagad alias macht. End of the truth. What's he saying over here?
Again, I'm not talking.
What's he saying over here? He's saying that Kol Ashtoros Olos Barakol Shalem, it could work. In fact, it doesn't work. Chas Vavialmo. Right? So the two answers. One is Kamit Dinoshim, and some is Dinam Achusadina. What does that mean? It doesn't apply over Dinam Achusadina. What does it mean? According to all the rules he had mentioned in the last 10 lines, should not apply over here. What do you mean you found Dinam Achusadina? You have no right to find Achusadina in this case. No, there's no gain to the king. The answer is, Kevin Shazem, Midata, Osa, Matanoso, Barakos, Harbi Kibel, Olav, what did Kibel? Leilech, Bezeh, Bedini, Hamachos. Wait a minute. He just got through saying, if you follow Dinam Achusadina, you're a crook, you're a bum, he threw the whole book at a guy like that. How do you reconcile this last, next to the last line, with the entire thrust of the Rashi?
He's talking about Tinochi. He's 13.
He can't
read it.
No.
He
can
read it tomorrow.
That's Chazar again. He had a whole Arichas when you do not apply Dina de Machusadin. Right. Then he has the Kasha. It says in Gittin. Yeah. I guess I skipped too much. Let's go back to what I skipped and take another minute. I'll go read fast. Okay? Watch this.
Where are you now?
I'm now going to pick up from over here about halfway down this paragraph. Halfway down this paragraph. Right? Good. He says like this. Amal v'eschaveiro, let's say it starts in the sixth line, just for the sake of completeness. Shalom Eden, Eno nem alama parati, u'mishago v'kein aide akol sagoyim v'ade gazanu. Can't follow these in a chuzadir. There's nothing to do with enriching the coffers of the king. In other words, it has to be like part of the law itself, not just some judge could hack the China to rule something. It has to be written into the. Again, it's not a topic right now. I'm just reading it quickly. As it says in Baba Kama Kufi Gimel, Dina Machus Dina Taylor the Katni Dikli Vigashri Vigashri Yaro. They charge a toll when you go on the George Washington Bridge. So they have a right to charge tolls. Vakshina Elo Avdi, Maidama Malka Malka Amar, Zilub Tola Kulu Bagi, Vinu Kathli Mechad Mehamed Baga, Shnichu De Malka Kamalka Lotorach, which means only if there's a Tawelas of Melech. So it says in Baba Basra Daf Nundalid. Okay? Taskas, taxes. Okay. Inami. Now they can, here's the point. Till now we're just reading that doesn't work. Yimuchus does not work in all these cases. I should have started from here. The Inami is another case where it could possibly work, over and above what we said until now. The Mashi Yisrael Osim Yisrael Chaveru Midas Atzvah. There we can apply the principle of Dina Mahusa Dina based upon what the two agreed. Right? They agreed to follow Dina Mahusa. And he quotes him again. Kol Ashtaros Olos Barakol Shulgal Kham Kshem Chus Begit Enoshim Kol Posik Bintonik Kol Ashtaros Afil Shtar Batonah B'may Koni B'may Shtar Chasu B'yamu. Two answers in the Gemara. One, Chutz mi Kite Noshim. Should be what? Kigite Noshim. It's a typo, no?
Yeah.
Chutz mi Kigite Noshim. Not even Matana wouldn't work. That's what threw me off. Ika the army. Shum Dina de Machus Adina. Kloma. Af al Pisha mitzadine Hamelech. Eino Mowel. Strictly speaking, it shouldn't work. According to all the criteria you just mentioned earlier. Kevin Shibba Matone Eino Toel Aslam Melech. So if you follow the laws of Dina Machus Adina as such, it's garbage. Kevon shezeh midato osa matanos lebarkos. He went and he did a document in the secular court. Hare kibal olav, he accepted upon himself, the person who wrote the shtar matana, leilech bazeh bedine hamalchus, sh'omar, she'kol shtar she'yal lebarkos she'yal v'yikne. So it works. Uvedome she'bemomem, yochel l'shabet atz avlita mishalom, shalom benadim, as it says, Master Shamachinim Lios Kishoel, Queen Orvid Mishtava Abdus Machta, Sayesu Akasha. This fellow, but the simple plain meaning of the Rashba is, he decided he's gonna follow the law of the king. The Rashba said earlier, you're not allowed to do that.
No, this fellow decided he's gonna make a new king. It's called Situmta. That in the king of the Arkoyas, which else?
No. Sounds like he's saying he's a Kabbalah on himself. That's the Lush of the Rashba. He's been Kabbalah on himself.
He's
the Dorish of the moment. He can reshavit himself. And being reshavit himself, he asked what's the Melo can't create Shiva.
We
understand that.
Here the Din HaMalchus is that.
The
Lashon
of the Rashba is
Kibal Olav
Lelech
Bazeh Bedini HaMalchus.
He didn't say.
But not in the substance of the Kenyan. The Din HaMalchus here is that just that Kol HaShtaros, the Olos, the Arkos, are Kosher.
Right.
So that's what I'm accepting.
Exactly. You have no right to accept that. You're a bum of the bums. You accept that.
But the Torah is neutral on whether or not I...
No, it's not. Torah's Hilchos Shtaros is this thick. And this shtar is garbage. Chas v'yalvo.
It's chayvos. I'm mischayv myself on this prat of Dinei HaMalchus that the shtar should be valid.
I don't see what you're saying. The Torah has a Hilchos Shtaros this thick. Has to be Jewish. Eidim.
There's one word missing. You say this, you don't.
And Lashon is Harei Kibal Olav Lelech Bazeh Bedini HaMalchus. That's the Rashba's Lashon. Sounds like there's nothing wrong with it. So let me give you my pshat, which none of us agree with. I'll give you my pshat. If you look carefully, the Rashba said in the original citation, and it's of course cut in half, and it's cut and paste in Beis Yosef, so it's a little bit misleading. But the fundamental idea of the Rashba is that there are certain places in the world where they were following Dinei HaMalchus automatically. Automatically.
Call it America.
Automatically. The Rashba screams and yells. Because if that's the case, we're out of business. You and I are out of business. What are you doing here? Go to law school. There'll never be a case where Dinei Yisrael are relevant. We should have an Orchayim, Lav Yoredeya, Lav Anezah. Stop! Everything else will be determined by Goyish law. That's the end result of those who, in the absence of any indication, we're going to follow Goyish law all the way. That's what he says. Close the Mishmer. You should go to the Bet Midras of the Bet Midrasei HaGoyim. But what will happen from a totally different point of view? The default position, of course, is Dinei HaTorah. There's no assumption that we're going to follow blindly all the laws of the Goyim, Chas v'chalil. But, in a particular case in which two Jews, Reuven and Shimon, decide that a particular monetary matter between them will be governed by the law of the land, and we accept it qua the law of the land, not just as a kibul olav dina de mafusa, this is not objectionable on the grounds of Kol Tanai Shel Mamon Kayim. I'll say, why should we learn in here in our Kollel? Let's go to law school. No! No! In all cases where there's no explicit Tanai, you have to learn in the Kollel. Where there's explicit Tanai, then they don't have to know what's going on in law school.
The Rashba only... It's a steer
to the first half of the Jew.
Why?
Because everybody's nice Abdas in Malchus, and therefore it's not precious about.
No, that's exactly what the Rashba is fighting against. In that country, he doesn't understand how the rabbis in that country, Al Tumeim, Mokum Amishpat Birchem, Mokum Torah V'Yisran Das, Echnas Du Yad Deklal Dvorim Elu, Shasrosan Torah Shneim Rosham. Not that Reuven and Shimon can't make a private deal. What's usher is the whole country is following Dinei HaGoyim wholesale. That's what's usher.
If each individual can do it, why can't the whole country do it?
Precisely for that reason. Because if two people decide to do it, they have a private reason in their particular monetary decision. They wanted there should be a shtar should work this way, the contract should work that way. It's not a wholesale acceptance by the entire community of the dinei Torah, of the dinei Goyim.
It sounds like Rashi is going further and saying it's only us, or if they're doing it mipnei shehu mishpat goyim.
That's true.
Yeah, let's say all the Jews decided to, you know, have like
just only keep three have three shulchanot, not four.
What?
Have three turim, not
but
four.
But only because they, that guy's an explicit tie for the whole tzibur, even. Mm-hmm. Right, like let's say it's on divorce, we'll divide the assets evenly.
That's why I'm so much against that.
But not because it's the mishpat goyim to do so.
Now you have to Hashem Yiru Lelevav. Why are you doing it? Because you want to follow the mishpat goyim? Because whatever the goyim do, the Jews do.
Or you like
which you prohibit it? Or in a particular local specific situation, you want the shtar to work, even though this or something of that nature, I think would not be a violation.
He says Mikol Mochem Lino Kain Mipnei Shehu Mishpat.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. That's my thesis. I'm right or wrong, I can't tell you. I want to just read one more source, and then I'll give you some of the modern things that we'll talk about. But let's first read one more source, which is the Tumim. Tumim is in Siddur Chavos of Kondal. I, because of space considerations, I didn't have the whole Tumim. You can read the first half in the Tumim. I don't know if you have a Tumim. Yeah, I don't think the Tumim is in this room. Is there a Tumim in this room? I don't believe so. I think that's something we should get our donors to donate a Tumim. It would be very worthwhile. But this is the critical paragraph. The Kash in the Torah. I'm going to let the Kash in the Torah right this minute. The Tzarech Lomar. Let's look very carefully and see. I think this is a critical Tumim, because I think it fits with my read, broadly speaking. Everyone can feel free to disagree. The Vadai, look what he's saying in the Tumim. Im hisna kein bishar shanafal b'neim divrei rivim. Where's the Tumim? Okay, so you can open up and see the first part. Thank you. Im hisna kein bishar shanafal b'neim divrei rivim. Just imagine the case. Reuven and Shimon had a business together. Nothing was said. Now that they have a fight, they want to make a rule we should follow secular law. Now, not for the 10 years of our partnership, but also now having a fight, we want to apply secular law. Pshito the law mahani tnai v'kinyan lava din Torah. I agree. I'm the first to agree. Because now, they're miyaka shemalilim. Right now, they're having a fight. They want a fight to be determined by Goyish Allah, Chas v'Shalom. Raku kosav kein mitchila be'eis ksivas hashtar, when they were partnering, whatever they were doing, be'kinyan suda, lodun b'dinei akum im kein, lo haya kavanah sol yaka shem avod azar. Rak, what was his intention? Shebaldino yasalo b'rotzon b'litzorech dayna klal. In other words, he doesn't want to get involved in a court case following Goyah Shalur. Rahman al Islam doesn't want to do that. He fully expects his partner, who is an honest fellow, that they made a condition that they want a particular law of a particular country to govern in their particular business arrangement. We'll never come to court. We'll just, we'll sign a contract. Master Mashkasa the Torah. And I want that the particular law of the land should work. If it works for our mutual financial betterments, it's a better way for us to do our business, whatever it's a real estate or some diamonds, whatever we happen to be doing. It's better if the law of the land will apply in this particular limited case. It's one this little slice. I don't expect to ever come to court. And that's what we're doing for all these years. We're following in this manner. Derech Moshe. Shemiyava Shvius, Sha'afal Pikain, Yirfalo, Bedine Umos Olam. Interesting example he gives. Vechain, Benoslo, Pikodan, Sheyirfalo, Av Sheyigonev, Kidunu Os Olam. Let's make a condition. Master Hamashamachil Yaskashom, whatever the case may be. Vizayasa Berotzon Tov. They don't expect any court case. Valzayat no. What'll happen, Nebuchadnezzar, by saying he doesn't keep his word? And he's schlepping to court now, or schlepping to Bezin now. Well, what's going to happen? V'imachakach be'agiyas man v'chaver m'mayin l'kayim. No. Im kein. Kevin Shamiadin, this Chayabakach, Rak Bezin Shayestrol, Enom Poskimlo. If the Bezin Shayestrol wouldn't pass it that way, Im Kain, Havikigavra Alma, the less Ledina Bedina Yestrol, the Mutal Lelech Bedina Yomos Olam. The Ein Kantanai Laver Al Divre Torah Behechlot, Behechlet. Kitno Hoya, Shechavero Yekayim Dine Umos Olam Barotson, Belit Zorach Din Verif Klal. V'muachakach v'mayin, Harik Gaver Olim, V'osi Shabbat. What is that? Zel be'ez ksivas ashtar. When they first got involved in this financial relationship. Avalachakach, B'shikfar Yischel Amariva B'neim, Zel be'kova Zel be'kova. Hisratzo afila b'kinyin, Shiyadunu b'neim goyim, Velo mikedem es ksivas ashtar, Pshita, Lo shayach b'zeh mashik asafti, Vatnai vakininu behechelava de retora, u botel me call, vahoyalo sia klalu kla. Lohain, Hamachabal yelsim lohabe, lohain po, lohiske shoya kabola beis ashtar, kiniska babala trumas for rush, rak oz beis adin, pshita de yosu, and can pick for klal, yosa kosa, yofa kota call botel, yofa sasa, kenish long gives the tumal trum, aba borrow. Shabbachabal the class, etc., etc., etc. This is what the Tum is saying.
You said you're not going to be shining.
Really?
Sure.
Who's fine? Who's wrong with who?
The Machabal with the Volunturi, because he's got a different view from the Volunturi.
I don't know. I have to look at the beginning of the.
So what?
Okay. Sure, by Black, the beginning of the Tum, I'll give it to him, and we'll figure out what. I didn't read it that way, but perhaps. But in any event, anyway, this is what I thought. So now.
There's a two
in the
scoop
because
when they
obey,
why should
it,
if he's right, why should
the
Ben
Shai Yisrael come
that way?
Exactly. No. Exactly. So let me, I'm about to come to that right now. That won't come. That's a flaw. He's a guy of Alma. He won't come to Ben Shai Yisrael.
Why shouldn't he go to Ben Shai Yisrael?
He should, but he's not coming. That's why.
Ben Shai Yisrael will pass that way too.
I agree, but he's not coming. Guy of Alma is not coming. I'm going to read you from a sefer called Yeshurun, which is comes out twice a year. This one came out years ago. Copyright 2002. Okay? 2002. Okay? It's 13 and a half years ago. And I'll read you a little bit. Those will look up later. It starts on page Tov Resh Ches Tzadik. A lot of pages up here. Those are page 700 almost. Written by Rabbi Tzvi Gartner to Rabbi Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, Thomas Tovshin Samach Beis. In this, he's quoting Rabbi Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, who wrote a tshuva to Rabbani Bezant America in the previous year, Tovshin Samach Alf. He feels, well, back to my first Eitzah, to be a shtar biruin, to bring any sichsuch with Nei Beis Dincha. No problem. It'd be great. Halavirish gets thousands and tens of thousands. It was told to me the biggest problem is Hanoshim Rotzos Lodunist in Yone Chalukos Rechush Barakol Shal Akum Daika Barashaskus and Rav Eitzel Chukosem Yosim Edin Yisro. Okay. Good. And of course, you're not allowed to do that. Contrary to what that Dayan that they quoted at the beginning of my Shia said that you're allowed to do it. No. He quotes Rav Nechemia said you're not allowed to do it. So he says, V'yatma, V'ray mi ma'ake v'yarabah l'schaya b'toch ha'shtar b'ruin, sho'isha t'ya zakoyes l'achlak v'chush k'fi klal ze'o acher, l'rabos klolim sh'noag n'gal l'fichuk oseya, Hakol kafish yachlitu viaskimu, veish veish veinayim, the fanny soon, umigora ze mitosefes ksuba, o mishtachas izachar, she had no egburova kilos meshchot, mishtachas izachar is the, when he got around the Yerusha problem, with the, Adkan, Etzam is quoting, this is, apparently this is in writing, I'm not sure exactly, or maybe, I'm not sure what's in writing, what's not in writing, but, if that's in fact the reason, so we can take care of it. And be'etzem muter afilu lahaskin b'furash she'adunu k'fi dinei ha'goyim. But it's not so nice to do that. So you should say you're going to follow law X, Y, and Z without saying that it's going to be in fact a chok of the goyim. Frank, Rabbi Gartner against Rav Zalman Lechem, it's against the Rashba. He quotes the Rashba from the Beis Yosef. Oh.
But not if it's not the minhag of the whole...
Hold on. So, Rabbi Gartner has three pages, asking, he doesn't understand, how could Rav Zalman Lechem say that? It's against the Rashba. So he answers him in two pages. He writes as follows. If the reason they're going to Goyim is because they want to get more money, so I suggested before the marriage you can agree anything. You can call it Tosefta Tzumah. I'll give you half the property. I can do whatever I want. Why should it be awesome? I had a tshuva to Rashba. Look what he writes. Interesting response over here. The Rashba said, "Kishebola hasnos neged din toru, kamo levatel yirusha saba." You're going against din toru. I can do it. But if you do it, lahasnos neged din toru beglal chukas agoyim zeh osur. As you said, mipnei. If you do it for other reasons, it's not. If you do it because you want to follow the Goyish law, it's Aser. That's what he asked. But Vorm Shein Neged HaTorah, he wants to give her a bigger ksuba. Even the Goyim give big ksubas? There's no Aser.
Has to work with the
Mishpat. That's the Kinyan. Okay.
It's not so easy.
What's his proof? Hasocher Paul Masni Moshe Kalon Chofesh Bashana. 2 weeks of vacation or pitsuyim, you get severance, etc. You can do it. It's not what it says in the Bava Metzia. Not what it says. But 2 weeks and severance is a goyish custom. So what? I think it's I want to give 2 weeks severance, 2 years severance. I want to give 2 weeks vacation. That's not a violation. Vechulei. It's more about it, but not for now. So the question that becomes, Lemaisa, what do you do? So I want to read just one more source and then we'll stop.
Your master
is the negative Rashi. He's not master
negative.
No, he's not. He's saying he's not against the Rashi.
Of course, what's he saying?
I gave you an answer, he said. The only time.
Before
what?
Before a fast.
Before any business dealing, be it chas, be it anything, the parties can agree to do something, even if it's doing it explicitly because it's a goyish law, but it's not nice to do it that way. Just say you're going to do it without saying beferish, you're going to do it because it happens to be goyish law.
Anything that you could be master beferish, you'd be master kefini musay, and why you're doing it is irrelevant.
Correct.
Like landlord tenant law, where you have.
Of course, that's too. That's part of this landlord, yeah. That's
true. But it has to work. With the Mishpatei, it's not so easy to be masna that you're going to have equal division of communal property. It's called, it's not, I can be Meisa Duxuba all I want, $1 million.
Why is that? That's not smart.
$1 million is not smart.
Why not?
It's a double cost. I owe you, I'm a Chayim Yisrael Mishaski Dushin, $1 million. That's different from being masna that it will divide community property.
Alpha Zuz is also smart.
We'll worry about that.
I just want to read one more thing and then we'll stop. Page Tuf Samach Gimel in the Sefer called Seder Adin. It's a beautiful Sefer we have. This is part of our library in the Beis Medrash. Came out Tuf Shin Ayin by Big Talmud Chacham. I'm reading to you. B'dvarim Sheposkin Al Pi Dineya. That's what he thoughts. Whatever that means. V'yev shel the bezin levar dina, and bezin cannot figure out what their din is. Matirin lo donetzlo. kimehetta to go to secular court. Umikomakom, kisha efsher, yesh the shtadel levaris of bekim, bichdei lekufam lada bin the Torah. Strange. I'm reading sources. The first source is Shut Maral Miplatsk, Bemtza Tshuva. Similar. Ubir, Avsha Evsha Levarai, they told him a militzim. What's the problem? What do you mean the peasant can't figure out what the Goyishalah would say? There are plenty of lawyers and they know exactly, they know the secular law inside and out. Went to Harvard Law School. What's the problem? Omna, Komelitz Machzik Tzad Shalom. Every lawyer is partial to his side. For the muchrach levar zchusam b'dinein, so you have to go to secular court. Pilulei ployim mamish. Can't find a secular neutral lawyer.
You need a lawyer. You can't use a lawyer. You need the chok.
Right.
Bezdin will interpret the chok.
Right. Okay. Bezdin will interpret the chok. Right.
Because
okay.
The precedents would have enough tshuvas arashbok that the dinei arkayos don't mean anything. That they can't, you can't follow the interpretation of the archives.
Okay, so Bezdin apparently didn't know the language. They didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to read it.
It's a targum.
You need a super shibbi buck of a shibbi blush. Mordechai Yehudi, a week after Purim today. Whatever it means. But to me, I don't understand. Just gotta read it yourself. Got a neutral lawyer. I don't understand.
Well, probably because the parties didn't have in mind to go by the secular law, which will be interpreted by a Bezdin.
So Zainazoi, to get a neutral lawyer. Can't put a neutral lawyer. Get three neutral lawyers. I'm saying. Today we have frugal. Maybe they didn't have no frugal lawyers in those days. It's before the explosions of didn't exist in those days. Before the Renaissance.
Two lawyers wouldn't
make it worse. Get a lawyer. No problem. A neutral lawyer. That'd be paid. The Bezdin will pay him. Okay. Oh. But then he calls the Tshuvas Mabit. Chelagimel Simon Reshkes. What happened? People were involved in a business of collecting king's taxes from the various skoros which came into the country. And they had fights between them. A couple of yidden, it's a good business. You know, collect the taxes for the king. And that's sechsuchim. They were going to goyish courts. And my people was very upset about this. What are you doing? I'm notifying you. Shebechol chiluk shiyabeneim sheyelchu lebezdin. What does the bezdin know about the king's laws about taxes? They don't know anything. I repeat again: sheyelchu lebezdin v'lifnei anoshim b'kiyim be'elu anyonim v'yikaimu kol mash yiduna beneim o yifshiru. That's all. You can't go to secular court. You can't. Even though Din Torah will not necessarily govern, you have to know what's going on with all the laws of the king, with the taxes, with the forgeries, all kinds of things going on over here. Bezdin will figure it out based upon Anoshim Bekim. And therefore, to take someone to a secular court, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'chalilom. Ad kan demabit. So, as Rabbi Black correctly said before, the Bezdin should pass in this way, shouldn't send to the secular court, unless it's the Gavra Alma, as the Tumim says. Because I rest my case, I know there are different opinions, but this is a possible opinion. But the Chiddush to be said was the reading of the Rashba, that the Beisurim didn't call it all Rashba. That's the Chiddush of also. If you look at the new Rashba that the Machon Yerushalayim, I think, put out, they notice that the Beisurim cut the Rashba pieces, and that's why it's really hard to figure out. That was what hampered, go back to the root of the Chabura. So the Ramah and the Sma are all reading from a Beis Yosef. They didn't have the original. If you have the original, then the problem is more readily solved. You don't have to come on to all these other things. It's the way I interpret it anyway. To have all your laws following the Dinei Agoyim Chas V'Shol. And I add the Tumim's Chas V'Shol. Now you're fighting to invoke the Agoyim again, Chas V'Shalom. But if the people who are entering into any kind of relationship, be it a marriage relationship, be it a business relationship, from the very beginning, they want a particular law of the land to apply, yes, it's better not to couch it in terms, you want to follow the law of the land. Just say, just take a scissors, take a line out of the law, and put it down over here. These facts I want to apply to our marriage relationship, our business relationship. The Pashto, I read the Rashba, it should be okay. Much more bold, which the Rabbanim disagree with me, and I understand they could easily disagree with me. So I wanted to suggest that even in a case where according to the Rashba, they did something which is not legitimate, the Hainu, the way I understood it, that the whole community, even some Mokum Torah, as we heard, is following the Goyesha law, and the Rashba is very upset with that. But the way I read it, it's arguable that he never said that the Bezdin wouldn't rule in accordance with that terrible minute. That's where I see we can have 2 weeks. We'll stop here.
Okay. I think it's the Meiri's hometown, Perpignan.
Perpignan? Maybe it's Richard. Were they contemporaries?
What
was the synonym of the Mabit? It was Rishon.
Okay, let's give us a Rishon.
The border of Spain. Yeah, right over the border.
I'm not an expert. I'm an expert neither in history nor in geography.
No, that's where the border was. Was it Provence?
Who's saying at the board next week? Anybody?
Southern France.
You want to say?
Right north of the border of Spain.
North.
Yeah.
Right north Thursday or Tuesday? I mean, black next week, Thursday or Tuesday? Dove's going to say. Thursday? Next Thursday, this is good. So Dove is going to say, and Takana Sashavit. Next Thursday. Let's put our calendar together here. Next Thursday, we'll have Dove at 3 o'clock. Okay. The following Thursday is Rabbi Reese, the 14th. Rabbi Black, do you want to speak the Shabbos the week before Pesach?
I think that...
let it go.
You can't do it on Thursday, right?
No, Thursday we still can't do it. You don't want to do it, we'll skip. So that means we're going to...
It's the 14th.
Right, so the last Shabbos from Pesach will be on Thursday the 14th, the week before B'dikas Chametz. That's Rabbi Reese. Rabbi Black will start a whole new cycle of Mitzvah Shem after Pesach. There is a week... of the,
Yom HaShoah.
Okay, I'll put Yom HaShoah. Yom HaShoah. I'll be blessed to speak on Yom HaShoah, which is...
the Miskorom, the 5th.
The 5th. I'll be blessed to speak on the 5th. The following week, I'd like to speak, but I can only speak on Tuesday. You make the 10th of May, I'm like, I can't be
here. It's a lot easier.
Because Thursday is Yom HaShoah, I wouldn't want to speak that day anyway. But I'm going to be on the 10th. Can we make it Tuesday the 10th?
Yeah.
Tuesday the 10th, I'll speak. Need that up. And we need somebody.
I think we should have it on the Matzvot just to show it's not a chai.
Yeah, but I can't. Okay. The following week, I won't be here, so I mean, you can do it without me, but if you want to do it on the 24th or 26th, which is Lag BaOmer, if you're in town that week?
I'm here.
Okay. So we need. So I'm giving a break to whoever wants to do next. Now we're holding, today is, and it's still in March today, and the next Chabura after Davit will be May 24th or 26th. You have almost 2 months to prepare. Who wants to volunteer? Nobody yet. Okay. So we'll tell Ari Palakov if you get someone to volunteer, one of the Chamidim, Chavri Akarlov, it's either 24th or 26th of May.
26th is
Black Boy. Yeah,
good a bit. Black
Boy, yeah, good a bit.
I don't know. Just that was a fact.
Are you going out archery somewhere in my life? Are you shooting a bow and arrow? Yeah, but
not
past
2 o'clock.
Well,
then,
8 o'clock
is after Lag BaOmer.
I can more or less guarantee you will not have a chasna at 3 o'clock on that day. More or less guaranteed. Yeah, but 6 o'clock. Shki is at 8:15 that day. I don't care which day it is. Both are good for me. So maybe who sent it? Well, ours didn't have any art email, man. Don't you?
What day, May what?
Email that we need someone to say a chabura on May 24th or 6th. 24th or 26th. We'll have one more round in June. Is that okay? See you on the Shema.
Next week.
Not prayers. But not shachris. Not shachris, but they say both minchas. Next Tuesday. They did two bishvas, two bishvas. Frankfurt. They didn't say the shachris. That's the thing. You don't say it. If you say it, Tachlan, the guy says, I'm going to say that.
So,
So the explanation that Sidney Strauss has is that it's a cutoff for all of them.
I understand. Black Rav is a cutoff. Well, Tu B'Shat Vashem they love us.
Right.
And Tu B'Av.
The
Avera is a dish of Av. That's the Gemara and the Rav Basra. Yeah. But it's a cutoff. They don't have one tachlah. They don't say Shachos. They do say Shachos.
This was